Anticipated budget surpluses disappeared almost overnight as the economy ground to a halt, with businesses closing and layoffs related to COVID-19. Cities and counties are going to have to make extremely difficult decisions as uncertainty reigns. That will likely result in serious cutbacks on services and employees. Akhil Singla is an assistant professor in ASU School of Public Affairs and studies the fiscal stress that local governments can face, and is with me to talk about the stress the pandemic is applying. Akhil, how much are we seeing right now and how local governments are struggling, and what do you expect to see in the coming months?
One of the things that's actually really challenging is that we don't necessarily have a great handle on the direct revenue impact because social distancing really started in March, and the revenue stream that would probably be hit most immediately is sales tax revenue, and that tends to be delayed by about a month. So we're really only just starting to know specifically in each jurisdiction what the revenue declines have been. Now, that said, there are some forecasts out there that I think are pretty good. So the credit rating agency Moody's is expecting declines between 15 and 20% at the state level on average. Now, obviously, there's variation in there, and local governments aren't states, but I think that's a pretty good baseline. So 15 to 20% in declines in revenues.
Considering how well the economy was generally doing, how much more difficult does that make this situation, considering this was not a gradual recession by any means?
There's a bit of shell shock, right? I mean, you had Phoenix, you had the city was expecting to have a surplus. They had started their budget process for the next fiscal year with that in mind. And then, COVID-19 comes along and completely wrecks that entire budgetary document. That whiplash effect is real. It's better to go into a recession having had good times immediately, because it's more likely that governments would have saved. And so the reason why that matters is when you see these massive declines in revenue, local governments basically have three options. They can either raise revenue, so increase taxes, and that's not really an option right now, for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is that there's no economic activity to tax in a lot of cases right now. The second option would be to go to reserves. Coming out of an economic boom, let's say, over the past couple of years, reserves would be in a better position. So there's some pretty good evidence at the state level that reserves, so like rainy day funds, that those were in a better position than they were going into the Great Recession. States are obviously not local governments, but I would not have any reason to believe that that would be different. So local governments probably have more reserves now than they did, at least on average, going into the Great Recession. The situation coming into COVID-19 was probably a little bit better than it was going into the Great Recession. But unfortunately, the cuts happening so quickly and being so severe, the cuts to revenue, I should say, likely mean that the reserves won't be enough. And so that's where we get into the third choice, which are cuts to services.
Do you expect there to be a combination of the latter two based on what governments will probably have to do?
Yeah, I think that cuts can mean a lot of things. There are some cuts that, particularly in the short term, don't tend to affect residents. Now, those are things like hiring freezes, delayed salary increases, deferred plans to contribute to rainy day funds, stuff like not updating car fleets. Those things can have meaningful effects on government spendings. And they're not the types of things that are going to affect service delivery, at least in the short run. So if a government has enough reserves, that plus some of those smaller cuts might be enough. But my expectation is that on average, the average city or county in Arizona or nationally is likely going to see more meaningful cuts that affect service provisions, so stuff that residents will notice. I think that we should be prepared for that.
Akhil, as you mentioned, this was so quick as far as how quickly we went into a recession. Are there actual lessons that can be applied from, if we look at post 9/11, if we look at the Great Recession, are there actually things that can be taken from those situations to get the economy revved up again at some point soon and helping local governments? Or is this going to have to be a new playbook?
I think it's a new playbook. I would have used that phrase myself. I think that the reality of what COVID-19 is, and I'm not a public health expert, I'm not a medical doctor, but my understanding of the situation, and I can certainly speak to the fiscal effects, is that What we're seeing right now is necessary social distancing. In other words, that the economy is not doing well right now is a consequence of what we have to do to combat a virus. And there's a lot of in the playbook of how to respond to recessions caused from asset bubbles like the Great Recession or financial crises. And most of those playbooks involve, okay, how do we get people going out and shopping more, going to the movies, that'll stimulate economic activity, that'll increase hiring so that more people can get back to work quickly. The problem with COVID-19 is that we don't necessarily want people going and getting back to work right now because that will increase the spread of the virus. I think the challenge with this particular situation is that we can't respond in the same way that we have previously. Local governments are at, and in some degrees, they are at the mercy of those economic conditions. At the federal level, the response of, well, just give local governments money so that they can build infrastructure projects like they did in 2008, that probably doesn't make sense because building infrastructure requires crews to go out and very much not social distance. And then the use of that infrastructure again requires people going out and engaging in economic activity. That is, like, right now anyway, not something that makes a lot of sense. So the playbook has to be different. And my advice would be for the federal government to give state and local governments money, not necessarily for infrastructure, but to offset this displaced revenue, to allow local governments to not make cuts that can affect residents.
That is Akhil Singla. He's an assistant professor in the School of Public Affairs in the Watts College of Public Service and Community Solutions at ASU. We always appreciate your time. Thanks so much, and stay well.
Thanks, Steve.